So with a fresh tongue split, there are two main instructions. You want to keep it very clean, and you want to combat swelling. Keeping it clean will avoid infection. Combating swelling serves two functions that will keep your pain under control and it will keep your regrowth under control. So in terms of keeping it clean, maintain your normal standard oral hygiene. Brush your teeth, floss your teeth. When you wake up in the morning and you've got that kind of whitish, yellowish film on your tongue, it's bacteria, you want to scrape that or brush that off. Just be gentle, don't hurt yourself. So maintain that at all times. Like, you know, you should be brushing and flossing after every meal, at least once a day though. Other than that, use an alcohol-free mouthwash 2 times a day for 2 weeks, morning and night, every day for 2 weeks. Alcohol-free is important. Alcohol is going to be too strong, too hard on your mouth, and you don't want to rinse your mouth more than twice a day because you'll burn out the good bacteria that lives in your mouth. So that mouthwash, when you use it, if you find it's still too strong, you can rinse with water afterwards just to get the mouthwash out. And you swish it around for about 20 seconds. So throughout the day, since you can't rinse with mouthwash through the day, use saline. Every time you eat or drink, you get a bottle of sterile wound irrigation saline. It's usually bottled by Baxter Labs. It's got an orange screw top lid. You can buy it at any pharmacy but Shoppers. They don't carry it. So you go to the pharmacy counter and ask for wound irrigation saline. I can send you a picture of it if you need. So you just basically take the lid off after you eat or drink anything other than water, swish that around for like 1 to 3 minutes, and then spit it out, and you're good. And the last thing for keeping it clean is just drink tons of water all the time. The more often you're drinking water, it flushes your mouth, it keeps your bacteria count lower. So if you're doing all of those things, very, very low chance of infection. In the 5,000 plus splits I've done, I've seen 3 times people have got infections, and they were incredibly negligent. So if you're doing what you're supposed to do, you shouldn't have any issues. But infections can be serious. It's your tongue. If you did get an infection and it traveled, where is it going? Right to your lungs and your heart are right there. You don't want that. So make sure you take care of it. Heed my instructions. In terms of fighting swelling, there's 5 ways to do that. 1, hydration. You're already drinking a lot of water. That covers it. 2, cold. Add ice to the water. Kill 2 birds with 1 stone just by drinking ice water all the time. 3, elevation. If you sleep with your head and your heart completely in line, you will swell more while you're sleeping. So having your head propped up will minimize how much you swell overnight. That's going to help a lot. 4, anti-inflammatories. Advil and ibuprofen are the same thing. You can get it extra strength, no prescription needed. It's quite effective in combating swelling. Even stronger, also no prescription needed, would be naproxen or Aleve. You can also get those extra strength. But even better in gel cap form. That means it's going to kick in quicker. So you wake up in the morning, you're swollen, you're sore, you pop one of those extra strength Aleve gel caps. Within 20, 30 minutes, it'll kick in. Your swelling will drop, your pain will drop. Easier to go about your day. And then do the same thing maybe half an hour before bed. It'll be easier to fall asleep at night without being so sore. The 5th and final way to combat swelling is keep your blood pressure to a minimum. So don't do anything too physical, no going to the gym or cardio or anything. If you get your heart pumping fast, you swell more. So you've got a license to chill while you got the stitches in there. At least for the first 3 days, 3 to 5 days. Just try to take it easy. What to expect? First 3 days suck. You're going to be really sore. You're going to be really swollen. Can't talk, you can't chew and swallow solid food, so don't try. Communicate through texting or through messengers. As for eating, soft diet. Soup, smoothies, juicing, protein shakes, meal replacement drinks, baby food, applesauce, and whatever you gotta do, make sure that you're not starving yourself because you're sore. Make sure you sustain yourself and try to be as healthy about it as you can. Some things that will make you feel more full, so you're not gonna be hangry and cranky all the time, would be like mashed potatoes, rice, quinoa, overcooked macaroni, oatmeal, stuff that's heavy. You can just kind of shovel it back, swallow it. You'll feel a whole lot more full. Some things to avoid: any food or drink that is very sour, spicy, acidic, that's extreme flavors on a giant open wound, that's gonna irritate, right? So keep it a little bit more on the bland side. Avoid anything with live cultured bacteria, so like yogurt, kefir, kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi, things like that I would stay away from. People will say avoid beer because of the yeast. No, avoid alcohol across the board, because alcohol will dry out the wound. It will destroy newly forming skin cells. Not to mention, it'll probably get you drunk and cause you to make other bad decisions. So just avoid alcohol. Avoid smoking anything, cigarettes, marijuana, even vaping. The smoke, the chemicals, and the vapor, all of those things are going to be bad for the wound itself. Not to mention introducing bacteria to your mouth, fingers away from your mouth. If you chew your nails, this is a time to stop. Or make sure that your hands are really clean all the time, because just bringing your fingers in your mouth, bacteria. That's how you get an infection, right? Hands are dirty. Also, suction, the act of smoking. When you do that, it tenses up all the muscles in your mouth. You will pop stitches if you're smoking. Even straws, I'd avoid straws. Avoid oral contact with other people, so no kissing, no oral sex, while you have a big open wound in your mouth. You don't want other people's bacteria in there. It's pretty much all in that regard. What to expect for the first night? There's going to be a lot of salivating, even up the first 5 days, while the stitches are in there. Lots of saliva. Don't spit. Swallow it by drinking water. You can control the saliva that way. If you're spitting, if you got to get, I see videos of people doing that online where they've got a spit bucket for a week. If you're spitting, it's stringy, there's blood in it, it's going to stick to everything, you're contaminating everything, it's a mess, don't do it. Just drink water. There will be some residual bleeding in the first night, that's normal. We're not going to be cutting any circulatory blood vessels, it's just residual bleeding. It'll stop, or at least be tapering off to stop by the second day. After you get through the first night, it's usually not bleeding second day. Sometimes it takes a little longer. Cold will help with that. So drinking water helps with the saliva. Cold helps with bleeding. So if you're drinking ice water through the first night, again, it's going to be taking care of all of that. The cold constricts blood vessels that will slow or stop bleeding. If you have anxiety about it and you're concerned, you can even use compression. Wash your hands. Get a clean piece of paper towel. Gauze is best, but if you don't have gauze, you can use paper towel. Make sure it's high quality paper towel, the cheap ones. If you like shake it, you see fibers go in here. You don't want that in your wound. It's like Bounty is good, stuff you'd use for tattooing a lot of the time. Fold it up so it's thick. So this is your split tongue here. If you see that there's like localized bleeding, it's bleeding from this one little spot, you take the paper towel, you gently wrap it around the spot that's bleeding, put a small amount of pressure to squeeze, and slowly increase it till you're pinching it, like squeezing it hard. Mm-hmm. You hold that pressure on there for a count full 60 seconds, take it off gently. If it stopped bleeding, you're good. If it didn't, you can reapply the same way, double it to 2 minutes. Check again, if it stopped, you're good. If not, double it to 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. You just keep doubling till it stops it. After that, you get through the first 3 days of not fun, day four, pain and swelling will start to drop. You're gonna feel a whole lot better. So on day four, you need to start moving it around, opening it, closing it, and get used to your new range of mobility and motion that you didn't have before. It's kind of a use it or lose it situation. If you're not moving it and you're leaving it just still and lame, it's easier for it to start trying to regrow and sticking back together at the back in the center. So opening it, closing it, don't hurt yourself though. Listen to your body, right? If you're opening it, it starts getting sore, just maybe ease off a little bit, just be gentle with it. But start giving it that motion day four, no sooner. Day five, your stitches need to come out. Not before that. A day later won't kill you, but by day five, you're gonna be pretty over having these in your mouth. You're gonna want them out. So day five, you need to have those removed. I can help you find somebody to do that if you don't already have somebody. If you have a friend who's like a nurse, a paramedic, a veterinary assistant, dental assistant, if you've got a good relationship with your doctor or your dentist, they could do it. Some piercers have experience removing sutures. Last resort would be going to just like a random walk-in clinic or going to the ER, because chances are they're gonna be not into this stuff and they might be rude to you, give you a rough time, like a hard time about it. You don't want that, you're already sore. We just want somebody to just get these things out of me, right? If you have trouble finding somebody, check with me. I can send you to people. I have people in every city that take care of my sutures when I leave. We're now at day five. When those stitches come out, all is good in the proverbial hood. You'll feel so much better. You're going to be able to start to talk again. You'll probably be talking on day four, but day five, stitches out. You can speak, you can eat and chew and swallow solid food. Just everything is going to be awkward and labored. Mm-hmm. So expect to be lispy. That's normal. Now when you open your tongue, it's wider, so it's easier to bite down. So be prepared for that. Take your time. Just go slow. Everything will normalize. You don't have to teach yourself to talk or teach yourself to eat again. It will you will adapt naturally. So you just want to make sure you're not hurting yourself. If your speech is lispy, you just slow it down and try to enunciate things better, and it will naturalize itself, normalize itself. That second week you're now coming up to is the adjustment period. Everything's going to return to normal, business as usual in that second week. By the time you hit 2 weeks, it should be completely fine, looking, feeling fine. People are generally fully healed in 2 to 3 weeks. Most commonly around 2.5 weeks. There's a ton of misinformation online about this stuff. Don't go looking, don't believe what you read. I'm your first point of contact. I have done over 5,000 of these. I've seen anything and everything that can happen. I will always have an answer for you. And I want you to call me first. You will never be a bother to me. As far as I'm concerned, my job is not done until you're healed. So even if I'm in another country, I will make sure I have my ringer on for the next 5 days, because I know you guys might need me, okay? If you do, well, you won't be able to call, obviously. You can text. If you don't get a response right away, I might be with a client. I'll hit you back as soon as I see it, and I will be checking. So don't worry about that. Another thing, most people that get their tongue split all of a sudden become an authority in the matter overnight, especially ones that run YouTube channels that have following and they like attention and stuff. They will tell you all these things. You do this, don't do this. Don't listen to any of that. Check with me. Okay? Because sometimes people will forget what they're told, or they'll start implementing their own little things that they don't realize you shouldn't be doing. That is it for your aftercare.